And now for today's commentary. I hope you're watching the presidential debates, George W. Bush versus Al Gore, head-to-head. I'm surprised that Governor Bush has not spent more time hammering Gore on his cynical acceptance of millions of dollars from the Hollywood elite while they continue to poison the television, movies, and music with filthy, trashy programming filled with violence. The intensity of violence makes the old cowboy and Indian shootouts look like a Sunday picnic. The Clinton-Gore administration has looked the other way while Hollywood has continued to pollute the airways. While ignoring Hollywood, the administration has heaped moral outrage on the tobacco companies for the harm they do to our youth. Is it okay to pollute the minds, but not the lungs? Hollywood hides behind the shield of artistic freedom, First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. And that's okay, but Joe Camel bit the dust. And what happened to the Marlboro Man? We have witnessed too much hypocrisy. There's a hunger in our country for straightforward answers. We want consistency. We're fed up with the vulgar excesses that become more commonplace every day. Of course, we should protect our children from as many of life's hazards as we can. But let's not let one slimeball bunch buy their industry a free pass. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.